The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
It is today, World Mental Health Day, and Hugh Wallace, the architect, is with me in studio. Hugh, you're very welcome, as always.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
World Mental Health Day, you're kind of an ambassador for AWARE this year.
I am.
Trying to shine a light onto this issue.
Correct.
When did you first suffer with your mental health?
When I was about 22, 23. And I remember... I always think sometimes when you suffer from mental health, you're like a chameleon, because on the outside you look all right, but on the inside you feel very different.
Mm.
And I remember being in a shopping centre, and there was a big column, and there was a very close friend of mine coming towards me, but I was not in the mental state to have a conversation with him. So I hid behind a column, and as he walked by, I moved around the column so I wouldn't have to talk to him. And it's very difficult, because then who do you talk to about?
Yeah.
You know, like, all you look fine. And if somebody comes up to you, in Ireland, how are you doing? Grand.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Well, that's the only answer you're meant to give.
Grand. Yeah, feel like a boiled sweet, but I'm grand.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting. And it's great we're able to talk about mental health now in such a positive way.
What was going on for you in your life in your early 20s that kind of precipitated?
Gay, just minor little things
like that. Yeah, exactly.
But it is very interesting what triggers emotions, you know. And then the next time was really in 2009 when Douglas Wallace went into liquidation.
Mm.
And you had to let people go on the drip, and it was like being whipped. Every month you have to let another 10 people go, and there's a responsibility on their families and their children and everything. And it was, God, talk about grim.
And how did that, in 2009, how did that manifest itself for you?
Well, it manifested myself because I took to the bed.
Okay.
In one way.
The kind of classic depression, couldn't get out of bed.
I watched the Gilmore Girls for 4 hours on a Saturday, and I thought that was quite normal. While so it's not being able to talk, and it's like you go to the doctor and you get tablets, but then the tablets take 3 or 4 weeks to kick in, but then there is a change. But I was very lucky to have Martin, my partner, and therefore I had somebody to hold my hand on my journey.
And
he was quite interesting, because it wasn't like he said, oh, you're grand, you'll be great, don't worry about it. He wasn't like that. He let me get on with my journey.
Mm.
And you have to allow people to sort of get through their period in depression, and advise them accordingly if they need to assistance or be directed to people like AWARE.
Yeah.
So I find it, as I said, you are like a chameleon, because you look grand on the outside.
How quickly did Martin realise what was going on? Did he realise quicker than you, put it that way?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
Okay.
So he realised, but he was very supportive. Like, it went on, 18 months.
Did it?
Yeah, and it was, but you had to get up and,
yeah.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah.
Grand. But then this guy called Jim Toomey, an architect, came along, and same period. So he'd had a difficult time as well. And when you'd say to Jim, how are you? Never better. Never better. Fabulous. Mm. And that put it, because he wasn't. Do you know what I mean? He wasn't. But that put a smile on my face. So then when somebody'd ask me how I was, never better. Never better. And it put a smile on my face. And funny enough, it lifted me.
Even though it wasn't true, just the very fact of saying it.
Yeah, because
gave
everybody
you a lift.
Was in such a horrible place.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, there you are going, never been better. Life fabulous. Do you know? And so it's interesting how small changes can make just a huge difference. And then you then get sort of, if only I'd done this, or if only, but then that's a complete waste of time. Yeah. What a waste of time.
And how did Martin balance that kind of offering, as you say, the helping hand and holding your hand through it, while at the same time not getting in the way and kind of realising you had to go through it?
Well,
you know, I'm sure that was hard for him at
times. It was exceptionally hard for Martin. Like, I think Martin's quite funny because he's one of those people who's very deep by his nature. Mm. And it really only comes to the fore when there's problems. And he's able to step back from things and look at them and put them in perspective. And when you're depressed, you can't do that. You can't put things in perspective. Everything's confused for you. And people are confusing you as well because they're sort of saying, take tablets. I remember saying to somebody I felt depressed. And they said, oh, go to the doctor and get some tablets. I'm going, well, I think it's a bit more fundamental than that.
Mm.
But today we're able to talk about these things and there's no stigma. That's the difference. You know, there's no stigma to saying, and it's like sometimes when you go into work, you should say, well, out of a 10, I'm a 4.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know, it's okay to be a 4 because you're entitled. So don't come up to me and go, whoopee, I'm very happy.
You remind me, remember George Hook used to start the show every day with the happiness index.
There, yeah.
Maybe we should bring it back.
Bring back the happiness
bring
index.
Bring back the happiness index.
But it's all right not to be happy. Do you know what I mean? And if you know that, then it means you can temper your conversation with people and then not look at them strangely when they didn't reply to you instantly in a happy and jovial mood. And so it is about reflection. And but as I said, the exhibition in the RHA is just amazing. And the photographer, Enda Bow, is just wonderful because he captures people's mood in the photograph.
Yeah.
And so the photographs are quite different when you look at them because they're sort of, there's a bit of depth to them. There's a bit of finding perhaps the soul of the person in the photograph.
Yeah.
And it's just, so I'd recommend people to go to the exhibition.
Yeah, no, I've seen your photograph Mary Black's and others as well. And
so I'm actually donating my photograph to Amanda Bone from the Great House Revival as my nemesis, as my alter ego.
Yes.
I actually call Amanda Demanda. Demanda Amanda. So she is going to be the lucky recipient of my portrait.
Where do you think she'll hang it?
Oh, in the toilet, I fear. In the toilet.
On the back of the door, though, so she has to see it every time she's sitting on the toilet?
I think that's what she should do. And all she has to remember, when she looks at it...
Looking back.
No, not only that, but I've never been better. Never been better. There you go.
Listen, it's always great to talk to
you. Lovely to see
you. Yeah, so thanks a million as well. And you mentioned the exhibition, the photographic exhibition, the RHA as well. And it's AWARE kind of behind all of this. Today is World Mental Health Day. And AWARE operate a free phone number, 1-800-80-48-48. So 1-800-80-48-48. Hugh Wallace, architect. Hugh, thanks a million.
Thank you.
For joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.